Oh, how I'd have done that window of a Saturday. Not really, of course, madam, just dreaming, as you might say. I've done it for Christmas, motto in holly and all, and I've had my Easter lilies with a gorgeous star, all daffodils in the middle. I've hung, well, that's enough of that. The day came he was to call for me to choose the furniture. Shall I ever forget it? It was a Tuesday. My lady wasn't quite herself that afternoon. Not that she'd said anything, of course, she never does or will. But I knew by the way that she kept wrapping herself up and asking me if it was cold, and her little nose looked pinched. I didn't like leaving her. I knew I'd be worrying all the time. At last I asked her if she'd rather I put it off. "Oh, no, Ellen," she said, "you mustn't mind about me. You mustn't disappoint your young man." "I'm so cheerful, you know, madam, never thinking about herself." It made me feel worse than ever. I began to wonder. Then she dropped her handkerchief and began to stoop down to pick it up herself, a thing she never did. "Whatever are you doing?" I cried, running to stop her. "Well," she said, smiling, "you know, madam, I shall have to begin to practice." Oh, it was all I could do not to burst out crying. I went over to the dressing table and made believe to rub up the silver, and I couldn't keep myself in, and I asked her if she'd rather I didn't get married. "No, Ellen," she said. That was her voice, madam, like I'm giving you. "No, Ellen, not for the wide world." But while she said it, madam, I was looking in her glass, of course. She didn't know I could see her. She put her little hand on her heart, just like her dear mother used to, and lifted her eyes. Oh, madam. When Harry came, I had his letters all ready, and the ring and a ducky little brooch he'd given me. A silver bird it was, with a chain in its beak, and on the end of the chain a heart with a dagger. Quite the thing. I opened the door to him. I never gave him time for a word. "There you are," I said. "Take them all back," I said. "It's all over. I'm not going to marry you," I said. "I can't leave my lady." "What?" He turned as white as a woman. I had to slam the door, and there I stood all of a tremble till I knew he had gone. When I opened the door, believe me or not, madam, that man was gone. I ran out into the road just as I was, in my apron and my house shoes, and there I stayed in the middle of the road, staring. People must have laughed if they saw me.